Now, tonight we have somebody that I certainly don't need to introduce. Everybody knows her. Everybody loves her. I don't think there's a one of you here that don't know our speaker for this evening, who has put her heart, come on in, has put her heart and soul in working for God. And she's not only from what I've known of her, but she has four of the greatest young men that you could ever see. They're just delightful. Never caused her any trouble. I think that's a pretty good standing record. Don't you, honey? Yes, see? So this little lady, who looks like a teeny bopper herself, has grown young men, and each one of them nicer than the other one. And it's our Andrea. Our Andrea.
Angel.
Thank you.
She looks like an angel too, besides that. You agree? Yeah. Does she not look like an angel, yeah. That kid? Yeah.
Thank you. Well, my husband was supposed to sing tonight, but he's not here, so I'm going to tell you guys a joke first. Instead, because you don't want me to sing. I got this from my brother, and I thought this would be kind of good. It's about inner peace. It's not what you think. He says, I'm passing this on to you because it definitely works, and we could all use a little more calmness in our lives. By following simple advice I heard on the Dr. Phil show, you too can find inner peace. See, I don't watch Dr. Phil, so I would never have known this. So all of you that miss Dr. Phil, this is what he says. Dr. Phil proclaimed, the way to achieve inner peace is to finish all the things you have started and have never finished. So, this is what my brother said. He said, I looked around my house to see all the things I started and hadn't finished. And before leaving the house this morning, I finished off a bottle of Merlot, a bottle of Zinfandel, a bottle of Bailey's Irish Cream, a bottle of Kahlua, a package of Oreos, the remainder of my old Prozac prescription, the rest of the cheesecake, some Doritos, and a box of chocolate. You have no idea how good I am feeling right now. I love Dr. Phil. So please pass this on to those you think might be in need of inner peace. So I pass it on to you. I didn't have time to finish all that stuff this morning, today, when I left, but...
And I bet you people think she's kidding, huh?
I know there's a couple boxes of cookies and a couple bags of chips that I can hit tomorrow morning. So, and then I will have inner peace tomorrow. So I just... You got my joke instead of my husband singing.
That was what, huh?
Well, I figured I could sing, but I would clear the house out, so... Can I turn this off? It's just hot. Question for you. If your original face is not what you see in the mirror, nor the mask that you show the world, then what is it? We all have masks that we wear. We all have different faces that we have for different places. For different people. I want to talk tonight about your authentic self and about stepping into the person that you were meant to be. I was asked a couple weeks ago, probably about a month and a half ago when this talk kind of started coming around, and one of the things that I was asked to identify was, who am I? Who are you? And you know what, it was a really hard question for me to answer. So who am I? I'm a mother, I'm a this, and it was like, no, that wasn't it. So I'm going to read you what I got for who I am, and I believe this goes for each and every person that's sitting out there. I am a child of God, meant to walk hand in hand with Him in all I do. When I let go of God's hand, I let go of who I truly am. In all I do, God will be part of it, influencing, teaching, helping me in what I need to do. I am here to teach and tell the world of what is to come. I am a light, a beacon to those who shall come after me. All were chosen, few heard the calling, and few are yet answered. When I finally give up my ego and my insecurities, I will walk into my light and into my wisdom, to the light bearer of God's news. I have always known this, I just never believed it. When I can accept this gift, then my challenges with my physical and mental will be over. I shall walk into the true me. I am an ancient wisdom of love and prosperity. I am a knower of truth. I will bring hope and peace to a new generation. I have felt this growing inside me. That is why I grew impatient and wanted to hurry along. I have made a decision to stay and teach as I promised before I came here. In doing this, my soul is free and my being is happy and clear. I can now get through my worldly lessons quickly, get clear within myself, and free myself up to do as I promised. When I open myself up to the wisdom from above, I too will be happy again. It is time now for me to open up my heart and soul. It is time for me to come to fruition that which has always been meant for me to do. It is time to gain access to the wisdom. I am a light and easy being. Who am I? I am the light bearer, and I am awake and finally becoming alive. And that is within all of us. Thank you. That really showed me something, that it's time for all of us to awaken that spirit within us. It's time for each and every one of us to step into the light that God meant us to be. Step into your authenticity. Become the authentic person that you are supposed to be. So then in finding that, I thought, well, what is authentic? You know, the dictionary says that it refers to the truthness of origins, attributions, commitment, sincerity, devotion, and intentions. Mean being actually and exactly what it is claimed. It implies being fully trustworthy as according to fact. To me, I believe being authentic is connecting to that truth within you, which connects to the higher wisdom of God and bringing that through in everything you do. Standing true in your authenticity means standing true in your truth and holding that truth as a knowing that nobody can shake out of you, but you just know the truth. I believe being authentic means being true to yourself and your soul's purpose and your God. Moving beyond believing and into knowing of truth and inner wisdom. Coming always from a place of peace and love and truth. Knowing truth when you see it, no questions asked. It is listening to that quiet voice inside, the one from your soul. And in the quiet times when you're listening to your soul, what is it you're hearing? Do you listen to your soul? Do you listen to that connection? Do you quiet yourself and ask God to speak to you and let you know what those answers are to the questions that you have? Do you know that every question that you have within yourself, you have the answers to? It's just connecting yourself to that, finding that truth within you. Thank you. My throat is really dry today. When you come to understand, you hold all the answers and questions within. All you have to do is practice accessing them. And that's easy. And when you finally start accessing that wisdom and that peace and that joy, and you start stepping into your authenticity, and you're living who you truly were meant to be, and you really have that truth within you, you'll find that your life, you have more confidence, more peace, more joy. Everything seems to move more smoothly. It's time for everybody to awaken that spirit within them. It's time to step into your light of who you were really meant to be. We all came down here, we all have had lessons. And we think all of our life we're just supposed to have lessons after lessons after lessons. Our lessons are spiritual training. They are what God put us down here for. They're what we asked to come here for. Let me go down and have these lessons. Our lessons are here for us to become stronger, more spiritual, compassionate people. But at some point in time, it's time for you to be done with your lessons and to grab the hand of God and walk into the light and to help everyone else along the way with their lessons. Last year, it seemed like the energy was, at least for me, it seemed like a lot of clearing up. There were lessons, you know, and it's like I remember thinking, I thought I've been through here, been this, done that, you know, and when 2006, well, where are we at? When 2007 left, I'm a year behind. I said, good riddance. Be gone with you. And here comes 2008. And if you feel the energy that we have in this year, in this new year, look at what we've stepped into. We have a mortgage crisis. We're in election year, which is an interesting thing. We've got, you know, two people on the same party fighting for the same ticket. We have banks, big banks, crumbling. Our economy is crumbling. Everybody is in a state of fear and unrest and unknown. And Spirit is saying, this is needed to happen because it is what we needed to, for everybody to wake up and realize that you have to start living your life in integrity and in truth and in that wisdom and connected to God if you are going to continue walking in this life, if you're going to survive. The companies that are stealing and all they focus on is greed, they are crumbling. It is not a time to be fearful. It is a time to hold on to God's hand and Spirit and know that all will be okay. God is in control. Everything is being looked at. The energy right now is so positive that it almost feels like a negative because of the fear. So what God is asking us, what our angels are asking us, put your fears aside. Put trust in your heart. Know that you will be okay. Know that you are the beacons of light for all those out there that are fearful. And that once you let go of that fear and you step into that knowing, your life will get smoother. You'll have that peace and that confidence, and you will be taken care of. And if you can look at every little area of your life, you will probably see that when you needed something, it was always there, right in the nick of time. You know in the movies, when they hit the button for the bomb to stop, it always stops at 1 second. Right in the nick of time. Sometimes that's how we feel God works. Right in the nick of time, that 1 second left. But He always comes through for us. And when you hold His hand and you step into your authenticity and you step into your life and you get into that truth, that knowing, it goes beyond the knowing into that, it goes beyond the believing into that knowing, that somebody cannot shake you off of that. And you don't have to try and prove it to anybody because you know it and that's all that you need. You don't have to take a self-righteous stance on every little subject that comes up because you know your truth. And when you stand firm in your truth, everyone else will begin to see the truth too. Not just you. When you stand into your authenticity and you hold on to that wisdom and that peace, everybody around you will begin to feel the peace. It resonates out of you. Just like an earthquake, it just goes out and you begin seeing it. I have witnessed this in my own life recently, having an argument and walked out of the room and got back and said, God, let me have peace and resolve this and go back in. And it's like the whole energy shifted, not just in me, but in the 2 seconds that I was out of the room and the other person. And it's like the whole thing gets diffused. As soon as you bring yourself to where you need to be in alignment, everything else becomes getting in alignment too. The angels are asking us, stop making judgments. Stop making judgments on people we don't know, on the government, on everything that's going on. Start sending out some positive and some love. The energies right now are so sensitive and so strong that right now what we need to be doing is putting out love and asking for truth and clarity for our leaders, for everyone that's running the country, everybody that's sitting in this room, everybody that's out there, wherever they may be. And that peace and that love and that positive energy will be felt. It's like a ball rolling. I see it like a snowball that keeps coming down. It just gets more momentum and more momentum and more momentum. The more positive we put out, the more we quit criticizing everyone, because everybody is where they need to be. Everybody is in the position making the decisions they need to be right now for our higher good. And I'm grateful for those who have made extremely bad financial decisions and extremely bad choices in their life, because they have been the role models for me to be able to step back and see, that's not how I want to live my life, but I'm going to send them love and positive energy and thoughts, because they really chose a hard path. Look at Judas. Judas, he chose one of the hardest paths anybody could go, and he's gotten nothing but grief for how many years? You know, he had to do what he did in order for Jesus' message to get out. He was chosen, and he accepted. And thank you for that, because I don't know if I would have the strength to do that. I think it is a whole lot harder to walk in a lesson, in a life full of lessons that are really negative and bring nothing but negative and hate and distress on you, than somebody that's walking in the light. So let's start giving those people that have made decisions that aren't so great and that we can only see the negative, let's start seeing the positive. And let's start putting out the positive and the love and the energy. Let's take the focus off of our fears and start putting it onto what we want to see. We want to see more peace. We want more clarity. Let's start within our own selves. Become the change that you want to see in the world. And ask for clarity. Ask that when you see truth looking you in the eye, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that that is truth. When someone is speaking untruth to you, you'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt that that's not meant for you. Ask for that discernment. Ask for that clarity. Because then you have an unshakable foundation in which to live your life on. It's like a lifeline. You know what's going to happen. You know everything's going to be okay. You don't have to live in fear. Now is the time to stop living in fear. To say, I'm done with my lessons. I'm ready to step forward and become a worker for God. I'm ready to dedicate my life to the person I was meant to be. We were all meant to be these great, wonderful people. As long as we keep our focus on the service and the love and the light of God. That does not necessarily mean that we're all going to be on TV or we're going to have riches beyond our wildest dreams. That does not mean that everybody may come to us for great readings or think that we're the best minister in the world or that we are the best artist or the best singer. It means that what you're doing, you are the best at that you can do. And if that means that you're sitting in a typewriter all day long, typing out letters, you are the best worker in that area, and everybody can see that. We all were made to be magnificent. We are all creatures of light, and it is time for us to start stepping into that and to realize our true potential. Spirit is asking us each to step forward and start making changes within ourselves so that we can start changing the world. So that we can start changing that which we criticize and that which we cast judgments on and that which we're not happy with. Let's step forward and make this the place that we can be happy with, and let's stop casting the judgments. When we can learn from our lessons and not become the victim and know that that lesson was our spiritual training. And some of the lessons are really hard. And thank you for those who have asked for the hard lessons, because they teach all of us. We are all role models. You decide the role model that you want to be. Your character is not defined on how you act when everything is going good. It's how you act when you're faced with adversity, when you're faced with a crisis. That's what people will remember, how you acted, how you were during that time. It's like something stuck it up. I did drywall today, that's why. Time to step forward into that peace and that knowing. And knowing that Spirit is here. And God is watching after each and every one of us. To get connected to that. Find out, what is your soul speaking to you? What is it that you were meant to do? Maybe it's something just as simple as saying hi to somebody that you've never said hi to. Simple little things we can do. And when you start doing those, then you find more things to do. Ask God every morning when you get up, use me. I'm here for you. Make a commitment. I always thought in order to make a commitment to be a worker for God, to really say, God, you know what, use me however you want to use me. I'm here. I thought, well, I have to have all these things done and, you know, all this stuff, and I have to be perfect, and I'm not there yet. So I was just like, okay, use me a little bit because, you know, I really can't do too much. Well, about 4 months ago, I made a commitment and I said, you know what, use me however you want to. I've taken 4 months off. I've got this journey. Use me. I want to work for you. And I'll tell you what, he has. And my life has changed dramatically. I feel like I have this direct connection because, you know what, I finally realized it's in me. And if it's in me, it's in every one of you. That direct cord. You don't have to go to somebody else and ask them what you need to do. Go within. Listen to how you feel. Listen to that voice inside of you. You will hear it. And when you begin to hear it, ask and listen. Ask and listen. Talk to it. And you will find your life blossoms up and you get this peace that is indescribable. Move forward into the person you were meant to be. And know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are all meant to be these great, wonderful light people. And it's time for us. We, the ones that have heard the calling, we, the ones that have the awareness, to step into that light and help other people see that and help other people understand that. And the energy right now is so strong and so positive in that. Look at it as positive. Don't look at everything that's going on out there as a negative. Don't look at it as fearful. Know that everything's going the way it's supposed to go. You know, it was foretold. Millie has a class lesson that she told. The first time I heard it was probably about 10 years ago, and she talked about these businesses. That the angels had told her, if businesses are not running in integrity and honesty and taking care of their people, they will crumble and fall. And we are beginning to see that. These big banks that all they thought about was money, 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 they are falling. And that makes a lot of people fearful. But it's not supposed to make you fearful. It's a positive thing, and it's time that we start putting out that positive energy to help alleviate the fears and step into what is supposed to be for us to do. So I just want to leave you with one thing. Listen to the voices of your soul and form a prayer to gain truth and vision and step into that light that you were meant to be and know your truth. Thank you.